Hello, hello, sexy friends, and welcome back to this temple of Eros, of play. So today's audio experience is coming from this inspiration and this contemplation around the erection, around the presence of an erection, the sensation of an erection, the honoring and celebration of an erection. Now, I obviously have never had the experience of having an erection, but I have been lucky enough to be on the receiving end. And this is something that arose after a recent interaction with a man and reading a Facebook post that was shared by another about how often erections, the arousal of a man, has been vilified and shamed. And understanding the historical context and so much that has been experienced, perhaps there is a space, a perspective that can understand this. And on the flip side of that, an individual's relationship to their own arousal and the expression and the embodiment of that is their own, and then theirs to share with another when it is done with consent, invitation, celebration. And there is so much power and so much beauty in a fully erect, fully engorged penis, right? The lingam, the most external projection of the heart, as it is known in Tantra, is also known as this wand of light. And something really beautiful and something really powerful happens when a man can fully breathe into, can fully live into, embrace and allow his cock to be palpably felt, seen, to take up space. So this audio is an invitation into that energy and a celebration of the sexy, delicious, thick, hard cocks around the world. So, if you're new around here, I'm going to invite you to take a moment to pause, to tidy up your space, to light some candles, to put on your favorite background music if you're listening to the audio only version, to get naked and oily, and to just intentionally enter this session. You're not running away from anything. You're not hiding anything. You are claiming your right and your time to self-pleasure, to masturbate. It's beautiful. Nothing to hide. So, with all that being said, let's get into it. Let's get into it. Now, just beginning to settle into your body, letting your day drift away, allowing the concerns of the mind to rest, You can return to them when you're ready. This is about you, your body, and your pleasure. Taking a deep breath in, and as you exhale, letting it all go, letting the body become heavier, sink deeper, and letting the mind become soft and open. As we go deeper and deeper into this journey, allow yourself to just receive the experience, the invitation, the instruction. And the more you do so, the more you surrender to my voice, the more pleasure you'll feel, the more deeply connected to your body you will find yourself, and the more rooted in your potent, powerful cock you will find yourself. Today, we're going to begin with a hypnotic journey of exploring and expressing your erection in different environments. And then from there, we're going to take it into some guided self-pleasure. And you're going to touch yourself exactly how I tell you to, for your own complete and total pleasure. If you would like to touch yourself at any point during the hypnotic journey, please do. This body is yours, this time is yours, though it might be interesting to play around with how much eros and how much arousal you can unlock simply through the power of imagination and the gift of focus. Noticing now how the body is more relaxed than it was 2 minutes ago. The mind has slowed down and opened up, becoming spacious. Taking a deep breath in through the nose and letting it go on the exhale, allowing it to feel delicious. Allowing the entire body to melt, surrender, let go. You're allowed to rest. You're allowed to receive. This moment is all for you. Taking another deep breath in through the nose. And letting it go, really finding that sense of relief. Of release, yes, just like that. Feel the body getting heavier, the mind becoming more spacious, and simply notice how the more you allow yourself to drift into this state, the more pleasure you feel the more relaxation takes over, the more bliss you find, and the more that you simply allow yourself to sink into this, your natural state, the more you find yourself sinking deeply into a pool of pure erotic energy, the pulsing aliveness that weaves itself, that threads itself through existence herself. Breathe, yes, just like that, the body sinking into a pool of pure erotic energy, sinking, sinking, as though thick waves of warm, honey-like pink substance completely enveloping you. Filling every nook and cranny, every crevice of your being, spilling into your veins, your cells, your entire body, from the inside out, now pulsing with arousal. Breathe in, allow the erotic energy that wants to flood your being to take it over, and just surrender. The more you breathe, the more you feel, the more you feel, the more pleasure you find. Inviting in raw, delicious, vital, erotic energy up through the soles of your feet. Filling your shins, your knees, your legs, your torso, your back, your chest, amplifying in your heart, moving down and settling in your groin area. I want you to begin imagining that you're walking through your favorite space in nature, humming, buzzing, completely full of this erotic energy. Right foot, and then left foot, right foot, and then left foot, each moment of contact between the soles of your feet and the ground beneath you, like a beautiful kiss with the earth, the breeze blowing all around you. The sounds of water flowing nearby. Getting lost and immersed in this safe and sacred space in nature. Right foot and then left foot, right foot and then left foot. All of a sudden, you find yourself face to face with an ornate golden mirror. This mirror pulls you in, its energy warm, inviting, and dangerously liberating. You take a step, right foot, then left foot, then right foot towards this mirror. And you notice that with each step you take towards this mirror, you find yourself growing more and more aroused. Horniness begins to take over your being as very rapidly nothing but desire and pleasure, breath and sex, wetness and warmth take over your mind and your body. With each step closer to this mirror, right foot and then left foot, you find yourself more and more flooded by raw erotic energy. No part of you feels a need to hold back just how horny you are. And just how much you want it. Letting the body respond through sound and movement and breath. Each step closer and closer, you find yourself deliciously, hungrily, desperately horny. Your entire being now solely thinking about pleasure, desperately wanting, yearning for touch and spit and tightness and freedom. Coming now even closer to the mirror, so close, and your body so horny. You find yourself standing in front of this full length mirror, and you pause, taking a moment to take yourself in. You are looking at a reflection of yourself, completely naked and completely rock hard. Your cock, thick, swollen, pulsing. Your erection, your hardness, completely visible. You stand there in the mirror, taking it in, feeling and seeing just how powerful it is, how beautiful it is. You turn to the side, and then the other side, breathe. Deep breath in. The more you breathe, the more you feel. The more you feel, the more pleasure you find. Yes. Just like that. Take in that beautiful, delicious cock in this moment. Taking a moment to move your shaft, to get a good look at your balls. Perhaps they look and feel heavier in this moment. Really looking at the head of your cock. Perhaps it's changing color, it's tighter, the foreskin is pulled back. Your erection so hard, it's leaning against your abdomen or poking straight out. Really taking it in with pride and celebration. You find yourself drawn even closer to the mirror. Your long, thick conch making contact before any other part of your body, allowing it to be an honest introduction to who you are and what you want in this moment. Feeling the delicious, cool, slick, thick, somehow liquid metal enveloping you, and you find your entire body falling through the mirror, emerging on the other side of this portal. You realize that you feel a little more confident. Your shoulders are dropped back, your head is held high, and your cock is standing out, hard and proud, not hiding. You reach down and you give it a couple of tugs, very obviously. No need to pretend that you're adjusting yourself or doing something else. Just taking this moment to give your cock a little extra conscious acknowledgement. Some pleasure. And you move forward now, finding yourself walking in nature, perhaps on a public trail. There's no one around. There's nothing to hide. You feel yourself growing more and more confident. Your cock getting harder and harder as you own this space, as you let yourself sink into how good it feels to let yourself be hard and horny on this hiking trail in nature. In public, not needing to hide your desire or your arousal, not needing to do anything with it, simply allowing it to be, to pulse, to throb, yes, oh, oh yes, just like that. You find yourself now in a different environment, at home, in your own backyard, enjoying the sun, feeling the sun kiss every inch of your being, feeling the sun lick and suck your cock into more and more hardness, enjoying the sensation of allowing yourself to be aroused, erect, and horny. Breathing in all that pride, and breathing out a sense of allowance, of permission, of deep rootedness. Walking around your backyard, walking naked through your home, claiming your space, claiming the space of your beautiful, thick, hard lingam. Just like that. Breathe, find more pleasure. Just like that. You find yourself now in another space, a space filled with other naked bodies. A space where pleasure, whether solo or shared, is welcomed and invited, where you can see wetness dripping down inner thighs, pussies, slick and glistening. Where you can see cocks hard and free, pre-cum dripping, balls throbbing, hands reaching down to give themselves more pleasure. You walk around this space, deep breathing into the lowest part of you, allowing yourself to be seen in your full arousal, allowing your cock to be fully present, your erection to be wanted and celebrated. You see various eyes glancing down, not rushing to dart back up, taking you in, smiling, pleased. As you walk by, you feel your cock grow even thicker, even harder, even more potent, your heart opening, expanding in the realization and remembrance that there is nothing to be ashamed of, that there is nothing to hide. You reach down, allowing your fingers to wrap themselves at the base of your cock, and you just hold it, continuing to walk around this space, the music, sensual and playful bodies moving, dancing, kissing, and your cock presenting itself, thick, hard, heavy, horny, invited, wanted, your hands wrapped around the base of your cock in a demonstration of pride, a refusal to hide, an acknowledgement of your own erection. You take a seat, your hands still wrapped around the base of your cock, and now follow my voice and begin stroking yourself, squeezing gently at the base of your cock, moving your fists just a little bit higher, and squeezing again, sliding up. Once again, squeezing just a little bit tighter, sliding up, enveloping the head of your cock, and squeezing once more. Breathe, deep breath in, feel more pleasure. Look down at your cock resting in your hands. See how thick and hard and aroused it is. Take in the beauty of your erection, the expression of your arousal, and stroke slowly all the way back down. And now stroking all the way back up, resting the palm of your hand against the head of your cock, your fingers stretched downwards. Pressing the palm of your hands against the tip of your dick. And now gently running your fingers from base to tip, very lightly from base to tip, playing with a feather-like touch, with a different kind of sensation. And bring two fingertips to the back of the head of your cock, to that sensitive frenulum spot. Gently tease and awaken this area, getting yourself even harder, and thicker allow the precum to drip and dribble. not seeking a release, but seeking more engorgement, a harder cock, yes, now pulling up from the very base of your shaft with long strokes, even pressure. Really think about pulling and stretching the length of your shaft as you breathe in to the base of your cock and out the head of your cock, allowing it to lengthen, keeping your breath slow and even and steady, engaging in this lengthening. Stopping for a moment, taking a deep breath, bringing your awareness down into your cock. Feel how good it feels, how much blood is concentrated there, how thick and hard it is. And breathe in how much pleasure just the knowing of how much power your cock has brings you. Yes, just like that. You can stroke it for me now. Maybe slap it against your other hand a few times, really feeling its weight, shaking your cock at the base of the shaft, as if to say, do you see? Do you see how beautiful this is? How sexy it is? Yes, how powerful it is. I do see all those things. Keep stroking yourself for me. Up and down, just like that. Breathe. Playing with yourself. Allowing yourself to feel so much pleasure. Coming back to the two fingertips at the frenulum. Making circular motions, yes. Letting yourself want it. To tell me, how much do you want it? Can't hear you. Yes, good, so good. I love it when you tell me how much you want it. Just like that. Keep playing with yourself for me. Bringing a finger from your other hand to the space between your shaft and your balls, massaging into your perineum. Breathe, slowing it down, letting yourself linger and bask in the pleasure, feeling in to the growing erection, the pulsing, the heat, the throbbing, and enjoying this sensation, this state of arousal without needing to chase anything. just feeling the potency of your own cock. From this perineum massage, if you desire, you can move your finger even further back, exploring, massaging, bringing sensation and pleasure to the entrance of your anus, teasing, allowing this entire body to feel all the arousal it can, and all the arousal it deserves to feel. Stroking your cock and massaging your anus, your rim, your perineum, pulling down on your balls, feeling the weight of them, grabbing, scratching, massaging your inner thighs, your lower belly, just allowing yourself to engage with pleasure in whatever way you desire, breathing in, pulling all that delicious erotic energy up the body, maybe squeezing, pinching, pulling at your nipples, running a hand through your hair as your cock thrusts up into the space around you, finding that thrusting, humping motion, seeing your erection bobbing up and down, filling the space around you. And now stroking yourself again and looking down at it. Just like that, breathe, moan. Allow yourself to move and make sound. To thrust into your fists. To find pleasure. Just like that. Stroke it for me up and down. Keep playing with yourself. Massaging the tip of your dick. Pushing it down along the front side. Squeezing. Pulling up and down. Just like that. Letting yourself enjoy this moment. Enjoy your own erection. Knowing, remembering, feeling that it is not a thing to hide or be ashamed of, but yes, to celebrate. Deep breath in. The pleasure now rising in your entire body, feeling pleasure flooding the tips of your toes, your thighs, your face, your hands, your torso. Your entire body so sensitive, alive, and awake to the fullness of your erotic energy swirling all around. Keep playing with yourself. If you're edging or practicing retention, I leave you here to continue engaging with your sexual energy in whatever way feels most beneficial today. But if you're wanting to release and go all the way, then I want you to bring all four fingers to the back of your conch and to allow yourself to slide the entire length of your shaft against the ridges of your finger, using precum or lube to slick up the experience, to allow yourself to grind against your own hand, bringing your fingers around and now squeezing and stroking it for me. Just like that, moaning and letting your face reveal how much pleasure you feel. How much pleasure you can find in your own beautiful heart. Does it feel good? Is your conch pulsing and throbbing? Look down at it. Three. Grab yourself and stroke yourself with full desperation and desire. I know you want to come. Yes, do you want to come for me? Tell me you want to come for me too. Yes, so close now. Breathe. As you breathe, the pleasure expands through your whole body. So close, so desperate. Fuck. Yes, just like that. Are you ready? Are you ready to come for me? Nod your head yes if you're ready to come for me. Yes. Oh, so good. So good. And one. Yes. Come for me. Yes, just like that. Let yourself come for me. Come all over your hands. Come all over your chest. All over your bed. Let yourself release. Let go. Explode. Let all that pleasure that was building up in your erection be expressed. Let it go. Come for me. So good. Yes. I love it when you let yourself come with the full power and potency of your cock in full presence. Keep lightly teasing and touching your cock, seeing if you can push yourself to the edge of how much pleasure this spent and sensitive cock can feel now. wrapping your hands around yourself with gratitude and love and softness. Taking a deep breath in and just allowing the body to settle in gratitude and joy in this remembrance of just how beautiful your arousal and your erection can be. Deep breath in. Yes, just like that. Remembering and honoring that your erection is a beautiful thing. It's a reflection of your arousal. It's nothing that needs to be hidden or ashamed of. It's also nothing that demands anything from another person. It's yours, and when consented to, when invited, when allowed, a beautiful thing to share with another. I'll leave you at that for today, sexy friends. See you on the next one.